The Beard by Hugh Walpole. Mr. Andrew Wilson was probably the best verger that our cathedral in Polchester had ever had. I can't at least imagine a better. He was the personification of all the vergers that ever existed, and he was of so much value to the cathedral that people used to say that the authorities were thinking of sending him to Voronoff in Austria to have his youth renewed at their own expense. He was a magnificent figure of a man, 6 feet 2 or 3 in height, broad-shouldered, and wearing a simply superb beard. Beards have gone out of fashion now, and I suspect that the Victorians wore them mainly to conceal their moral delinquencies from their wives and families, because there is no physical feature that gives your character away as surely as your mouth. But no beard could be said to be out of fashion when it was so perfectly right as Andrew Wilson's. A glorious golden colour, cut most neatly, a little curly, vibrating with life. That last is not, perhaps, a pleasant phrase to use about a beard, but it was true of the whole of Andrew Wilson. His vitality was of a certain very definite kind, and some people didn't like it. His critics called him a complacent, crushing bore, even pompous, and I wouldn't say that from a certain angle these criticisms weren't true. But a cathedral verger ought to be complacent, and there is no harm in his being a little pompous, for he has in his charge a wonderful and beautiful thing, and it is his daily duty to impress rather lazy spectators with the glories of his charge. When visitors came to Polchester and were staying in the little hostelry, someone would say to them, "You've seen the cathedral, of course." Yes, or else they were going to see the cathedral. "If you go about 11 o'clock, Andrew Wilson will show you round." Who is Andrew Wilson? He's one of the cathedral vergers. You don't half see the cathedral if he doesn't show it to you. And then how greatly were the tourists impressed when they saw him. The very first sight of him with his splendid beard resting upon his black gown, rather mild blue eyes gazing at you benevolently, his magnificently strong and upright body, and then the rolling, unctuous voice, this patronage of you, and at the same time this conveying to you that you would look after you tenderly and see that you came to no harm. There was, of course, nothing about the cathedral that he could not tell you. To see him standing beside the tomb of the Black Bishop, rolling out in his fine periods that terrific story. At that moment, ladies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?